Friends, welcome back to our subject, world-class manufacturing, and the next chapter, chapter number 6, Kanban. What is Kanban? All new words, Pokayoke and Kanban, new words. So, I will be explaining to you what is this Kanban, very interesting in the subject of world-class manufacturing, improvement of flow, reduction of wastage, and all that. Just in time, everything we'll be discussing how Kanban helps to achieve all those our goals and objectives. Kanban, literally signboard or billboard. In English, we say signboard, billboard, or a card. In Japanese language, Kanban is a scheduling system for lean and just-in-time production. We discuss just-in-time, we discuss lean production, and Kanban is a very important link in that chain. Kanban is a system to control the logistical chain from a production point of view. Chain of operations. We will be controlling the chain of operations to become a very smooth flow in the line. Kanban was developed by Taichi Ono at Toyota to find a system to improve and maintain a high level of production, high level of flow in the production, high level of productivity in the production. So this was developed by Taichi Ono. Kanban is one method through which just time, just in time is achieved. We discussed already just in time, how to achieve that. Kanban is the way to achieve that. So very important, very interesting. Kanban is a visual signal that is used to trigger an action. What is action? That, sir, I have consumed a part and now I need the next part. Or I have consumed the lot and I need the next lot before I consume this whatever stock I have. Before that, I want the new stock. This is a signal which is given to the upstream operation. That look, I don't have enough material. Please supply me. Like that. So that we do not interrupt the flow of production. The word Kanban is Japanese. Roughly translated, it means card you can see. The billboard you can see. The action which you can see. Card. Toyota introduced and refined the use of Kanban in a relay system. What is relay? One operation gives the information to the earlier operation. Relay system to standardize the flow of parts in their production lines in 1950s. Kanban was one of the several tools Toyota developed. Many tools like Pukayoke to ensure that inventory was based on actual customer orders rather than the managerial forecasts. Earlier, what we have discussed, managerial forecast, depending on what was actual demand during last 12 months. So, average of the that's demand. If average demand is 50 per month, okay, we say we produce 50 next month, depending on the forecast. But today, we are not going to discuss managerial forecast. We say, what is the actual customer order that we will pull along the line. That is what we are going to discuss. So, Kanban was one of the several tools Toyota developed to ensure that inventory was based on, production was based on actual customer orders rather than forecast, some theoretical forecast that, okay, we have been getting the orders of 50 per month, so maybe, most probably, we will get the 50 per month order for the next month. Sometimes it was getting flopped. But today, we say, okay, let the customer confirmed order comes, we will make it all through the line. Kanban starts with the customer order. Since all requests for parts are pulled from the order, Kanban is sometimes referred to as pull system. In lean production, we have discussed the pull system. In just-in-time, we have discussed the pull system. Instead of pushing lot of material to the market, we don't push the material now. We pull the material as soon as we get customer's confirmed order. We pull. So that is a totally different but beautiful concept of the line. Just in time and Kanban. As its simplest, Kanban is a card with an inventory number that is attached to a part. One part, the moment the part gets consumed, the Kanban card is given to the upstream operation. That look, now I have consumed the part, please supply the next part, or please supply the next lot, please supply the next quantity before my line gets stopped. The whole thing revolves around no stoppage of production, but no inventory also. This was unbelievable and unimaginable earlier. But Kanban has made it possible that no inventory, but I have consumed the lot, but I want next lot before I stop the line. Right before the part is installed, the Kanban card is detached and sent up the supply chain as a request for another part. A part is only manufactured if there is a Kanban card in it. The upstream operation will manufacture the part only when they get the Kanban card. Because Kanban card means what? It's a signal that there is a consumption of earlier part or earlier lot. Now, there is a consumption and now please supply the next lot. Please supply the next part. And this goes on operation to operation to operation, and then from raw material stores to the supplier, all upstream operations are covered in Kanban. So that production runs without any stoppage, but without any inventory. Continuous flow, without any deterioration of WIP, without any damage in inventory and all that. A part is only manufactured if there is a Kanban card, because Kanban card means there is a requirement. What is Kanban card? Kanban card speaks to you that look, there is a requirement, urgent requirement. If next line gets stopped, big problem. So before the line gets stopped, please supply the part or parts or lot. That is the information given to the upstream operations. In the late 1940s, Toyota started studying supermarkets with the idea of applying store and self-stocking techniques to the factory floor. What was happening in the supermarket? As soon as the customer lifts a shirt or lifts a product, let us say a soap, immediately the signal goes at the end of that day that look, today we have sold 50 soaps. So please supply 50 soaps from the store. Then storeman gives the Kanban card to the supplier. Please supply 50 soaps. So like that, inventory is replenished. They saw it in the supermarket. And the same idea they have pulled to our manufacturing line also. In the supermarket, customers obtain the required quantity at the required time, no more and no less. For example, if I go to the supermarket, I pick up a shirt or I pick up a soap or pick up a shampoo. Like that, during the day, 50 such customers pick up that shampoo. Then information goes to the stores that, look, so many shampoos are sold today. Same shampoos, please replenish. Because the whole thing depends upon customer orders, customers pull, customers demand. The inventory will be replenished only on customers demand. That is the beauty of it. Furthermore, the supermarket stocks only what it expects to sell within a given time frame, and customers take only what they need, since future supply is assured. This observation led Toyota to view a process as being a customer of next process, downstream process, is customer of the earlier process. This customer-supplier, internal customer and internal supplier relationship is beautifully maintained here. As being a customer of one or more preceding processes, and the preceding processes are viewed as kind of a store. For example, process number one and process number two. Process number two is customer of process number one, and process number one is supplier or store of process number two. This is the concept. The customer process goes to the store to obtain required components, which in turn causes the store to restock. Then store will get it replenished from the supplier. Originally, as in supermarkets, signboards were used to guide shopping processes to specific shopping locations that, look, you go there, their soaps are stored. They go there, the shampoos are stored. Go there, the clothes are stored. Kanban aligns inventory levels with actual consumption, actual demand. It can happen that in a month, there is a demand for blue colored shirts. Maybe next month, it happens that there is no demand for that shirt, but there is demand for some other colored shirt. Or in winter, there is more demand for sweaters. So, depending on the actual demand of the customer, the replenishment of the inventory will happen. Otherwise, unnecessary material will not be pushed in the inventory, which is lying in that inventory and occupying the space. So this they saw in the supermarket. Depending on the actual customer demand, their inventory will be replenished. These signals are tracked through the replenishment cycle, bringing visibility to both the supplier and buyer. Kanban uses the rate of demand to control the rate of production. For example, there is a demand for 50 blue colored shirts. Every day, 50 blue colored shirts. So that will trigger the production schedule in the factory. They will be producing blue colored shirts and they will not be producing red colored shirts because the demand is blue color. And then in the next month, suddenly the demand changes to red color shirts. The factory will be producing not blue color shirts, but red color shirts. So production in the factory will happen as per the actual customer demand. That is the idea. Kanban uses the rate of demand to control the rate of production, passing demand from the end customer up through the chain of customer store processes. That is upstream processes. In 1953, Toyota applied this logic in their main plant machine shop. Whatever was happening in the supermarkets, that they applied in the manufacturing machine shop. Rules of Kanban: visualize like a bird's eye view. Go up like a drone. Look at your production process. As I was telling in SMED, look at your production process. Visualize how the things are moving. Visualize the flow of work, and making it visible, making it transparent. 5S makes us to see the process transparently. Visible is core to understanding how work proceeds. Without understanding the workflow, making the right changes is very, very difficult. So go up, become a drone or become a bird. Look at your process, which is transparent because of your just in time and because of your 5S, the whole thing has become transparent. Look at the flow. A common way to visualize the workflow is to use a card wall. I'm going to show you the card wall. How the process is visualized as a bird's eye view. The columns on the card represent the different stages or steps in the workflow. Look at this. This is the card wall. Operations completed. These are the operations completed. Okay. Now, these are the operations in process. Everyone knows that production number 4, 5, 11, 12 and 16 are running. This is already completed in lying in finished goods stores. And this is to be done. So whatever are the parts required for this have to come from the upstream processes or from the suppliers or from the raw material stores or from the factory stores. So this is what has to be done. This is already in progress. For this, all the materials are available. All the materials are available and hence all the production is running. Everyone knows what is running, what is completed, and what we have to do. These are the things, that means product number 1, 2, 9, 10, 3, 15 are to be done. And for that, Kanban card has already gone to the stores. That look, for producing these parts, I need so many parts. Please supply it from your stores. Or we have some quantity, but before that quantity finishes, the next quantity must come. Such a Kanban card has already gone to the upstream operation. Limit WIP. What is limit WIP? Limiting the work in progress or limiting work in process implies that pull system is implemented on parts, all of the workflow. Instead of push system, we say pull system. Only when we get the customer order, then only we'll manufacture. That is limiting WIP. The pull system will act as one of the main stimuli for continuous, incremental and evolutionary changes to your system. The pull system can be implemented as a Kanban system. If you want to implement that just in time, that pull system, implement Kanban. That is the sure way to implement just in time. The critical elements are that work in process at each state in the workflow is limited and that new work is pulled into the activity. Again, I will read this sentence, very important. The critical elements are that work in process at each state in the workflow is limited and that new work is pulled into the activity. Now, I will discuss about Kanban cards. Kanban cards are a key component of Kanban and signal the need. What Kanban says, it speaks that we need next lot. I need next part, like that. The need to move materials within a manufacturing or production facility or move materials from an outside supplier to the production facility or raw material stores. Look, the WIP is now not there. I need next part without stopping my production line. So it should come in the production line within the accepted and agreed lead time. For example, I have 20 parts in my production line and the lead time is 2 days for getting the next production. And 20 parts are needed for next 2 days because consumption is 10 per day. So within 2 days, I will consume my WIP and within that 2 days, the next lot must come. This is the way. We can keep some extra stock, safety stock. But we must get the next supply within agreed lead time. And production has to have capacity to supply the next production in agreed lead time. If agreed lead time is not followed, the whole thing will get flopped. So, every supplier or every upstream operation has to be on the toes so that as soon as the Kanban card comes, immediately the material is supplied within agreed, accepted lead time. Underline. Because if the material does not come in agreed, accepted lead time, the production line will stop, the flow will be interrupted. Kanban cards, a key component of Kanban, and signal the need to move the materials within a manufacturing or production facility or move materials from an outside supplier into the production facility. The Kanban card is in effect a message that signals that there is a depletion of product. What is depletion? Depletion is consumption. There were 400 parts. Now, 200 are already used up. 200 are remaining, which are needed for next 2 days because there is a requirement of 100 per day. So, 2 days. So, I need 200 more within 2 days because the lead time is 2 days. The Kanban card will go to the upstream operation saying that, look, I want 200 parts within 2 days because whatever WIP I have will be depleted in next 2 days. And lead time also is 2 days. If supplier delays the production or supplies and makes the supply in 3 days instead of 2 days, my flow will be interrupted. So, the underlying thing, The important thing what I want to mention here is every supplier or every upstream operation has to supply the parts as per the Kanban card within the agreed lead time. Consumption therefore derives demand for more production, and demand for more product is signaled by the Kanban card. Kanban cards therefore help create a demand driven system. In just in time, what I said, we don't push the production in the customer's area, but we pull as soon as the customer order comes. And Kanban triggers that demand. It is widely held by proponents of lean production and manufacturing that demand-driven systems lead to faster turnarounds. There is a more inventory turnover, turnaround, and lower inventory levels, thereby helping companies implementing such systems be more competitive. More competitive advantage comes. Cost is reduced, WIP is reduced, inventory carrying cost is reduced, everything is reduced. So Kanban card, looking so simple, but very, very, very useful, very, very important. Because we are able to run our production without any interruption with the help of this Kanban card. In the last few years, systems sending Kanban signals electronically have become more widespread. For example, what I have seen in Mahindra and Mahindra, that they don't send Kanban cards, but they send the signals through the computer. They call it as supplier SRM, supplier requirement planning. They will give the information to the supplier that, look, I need the next lot by 2 o'clock. SRM is supplier relationship management. SRM is the information given to the supplier that, look, next parts are required by 2 o'clock or 3 o'clock when the next assembly will happen. While this trend is leading to a reduction in the use of Kanban cards in aggregate, it is still common in modern lean production facilities to find widespread usage of Kanban cards. You need not have Kanban cards. You can give electronic signals to your suppliers or upstream production levels. Kanban is used for signaling demand to vendors through the email notification. Just now I was telling SRM, supplier relationship management, by email. We tell the suppliers that, look, supply the next part. There is a depletion in our WIP. Immediately send, otherwise our production will come to a halt. When stock of a particular component is depleted by the quantity assigned on the Kanban card, a Kanban trigger is created, which may be manual or automatic. A purchase order is released. As soon as the Kanban card comes, a purchase order is given to the supplier that, look, we need 200 parts in 2 days. Because we have only 200 parts which will be depleted in next 2 days because requirement is 100 per day. So purchase order is given, and the supplier lead time is 2 days, then within 2 days, these another 200 parts will come. A purchase order is released with predefined quantity for the vendor defined on the card. And the vendor is expected to dispatch material within an agreed and specified lead time. I was always underlining this word, agreed and specified lead time. That is a must. Otherwise, the flow will be interrupted. Kanban cards, in keeping with the principles of Kanban, simply convey the need for more materials. What they do? They say, next materials are needed within the agreed and accepted lead time because we have a safety stock which will be depleted in next 2 days or 3 days, like that. A red card lying in an empty parts cart conveys that more parts are needed. This is the beautiful Kanban card. What is that? It says that smoke shifter left-handed is required. How many are required? 20 are required. What is the lead time? 1 week. They are required in 1 week. Because whatever we have on production line will get depleted in the 1 week's time. So before that gets depleted to zero, I need another 20 parts. Order is done on that means 3rd September and due date is 10th September. That means within 1 week, I must get 20 parts. 20 parts must be arriving within 1 week's time. Till that time, I will manage with my or whatever WIP I have. Supplier is Acme Smoke Shifter LLC. Planner is John R. Card 1 of 2. Location rack 1B3. That means whatever smoke shifter will come will go on rack 1B3. So that whenever I need the parts, they are available on that rack. So beautiful Kanban card is available here.